The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all who had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him, and when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other towns also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God, because for this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Good song skin. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy rainy morning to everybody. The crowds went looking for Jesus. When they found him, they begged him not to leave them. That's how Jesus was received when he preached in Capernaum. He was a huge success, so much of the crowds all gathered around and begged him to stay in their town. Big success. And if you've been paying attention to the last couple of days here in the gospel, you might remember that just a couple of days ago, Jesus was preaching in his hometown in Nazareth. Do you remember how well that went? They tried to throw him off a cliff. Complete colossal disaster. They tried to run him out of town on a rail. A little thought for you for the day now is this. Neither Jesus' success nor Jesus' failure keeps him from being about his mission, which is namely to do the will of his heavenly Father. And as it is with Jesus, so it must be with us as well. Don't you work so hard to make all of your efforts a success? Yes, you do. You work very, very hard so that everything you do is a big success. And don't you work very hard to make sure that all of your efforts are not a complete colossal disaster? Yes, you do. Right? You work very hard. Suppose I told you that it didn't really matter very much whether you succeeded or failed in your efforts. It's true. Now, don't misunderstand. Doesn't mean you're not supposed to try. God really does use us like his instruments to do his work, and he gives us skills and he gives us abilities, and we're meant to work hard and develop them and try, no question about it. It's just that. What we do by our own efforts isn't anything like nearly as great as what God does through us. That's why we always want to focus on doing God's will in all things as best we're able. That's our goal. I love to meditate on this. How no matter what people do, God's will is always advanced. Even when people deliberately try to do the opposite of God's will is always advanced. I love to think about this. I love to think about the deliberate malice of Pharaoh or of Pontius Pilate. And all their scheming and all their conniving, it only served to bring about God's will, right? Setting the Israelite people free from slavery or bringing about the redemption. It's true even for sins that people commit. You know, you think about the sin of King David. Think about the sin of St. Peter, three times denying Jesus. Not even people's sins and weaknesses could stop God's will from coming about. Not that these things don't matter. It's just that the only thing that's ever hanging in the balance is God's judgment on your soul. No matter what we do, God's will is always advanced. There's great peace in that. Success and failure are not God's categories. Success and failure are our terms. It's why Mother Teresa is so well known for saying, "My mission is to be faithful, not to be successful." Now, this gospel, this wouldn't be the last time Jesus would meet with great success or great failure within the span of just a couple of days. He's on his way to Jerusalem right now. You know what's going to happen when Jesus arrives in Jerusalem? You remember what happens when Jesus arrives in Jerusalem? They break out palm branches and they spread them at his feet, and all the crowd sing, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David." And just a couple of days later, those exact same crowds chant, "Crucify him, crucify him." How fleeting is popularity. How little it is worth. How little success and failure in our terms really matter, and how much God does in spite of how things appear to turn out. Trouble with focusing on our success and our failure is that it misplaces our attention entirely. We're always focusing on ourselves and what we do instead of up on God and what he does. I'm sure you've experienced this before. Can I tell you a little story? Little story, you might like this. It's time when I stood upright in the pulpit to preach a homily, and I was an absolute apocalyptic disaster. It happened when I was in the seminary. I was a brand new deacon, and it was one of my very first ever homilies, and I stood up to do the gospel and to give the homily, and out there in the crowds was all my friends, all my classmates, all my teachers, and all their eyes were looking on me. And I completely forgot what I was going to say. I drew a complete blank, looked out into the crowd, dropped my jaw to the floor, and went and sat back down in my seat. You know what everybody said after Mass? "This is the best homily you ever gave." Now why? It wasn't because of what I did. It's because of what God did. Everybody could relate to the idea of being a complete flop in public, right? Everybody could relate to that. But it was what God did. This is so very, very important. You're not as bad as you think when you fail. And you're not as good as you think when you succeed. That's why in all things, we want to focus only and always on just doing God's will. And if we do that, God will make it all work out for the very best in the end. Amen.